Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are speaking with the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, and also our sports and baseball insider, Doug Schweitzer. Minister, it's always great. How are you doing this week?
You know what? It's been a busy week, but it's good to be back on here. Looking forward to our usual sports banter and a little bit of Alberta politics.
Exactly. That's always what it's about. And starting with this one, too, I was going to throw this one out there because I threw this to a few friends this week. And if you could try to complete this sentence, and it's a big one with the NBA season just starting up here just before Christmas time. And, like, that's a big tradition. So when this upcoming season finishes, Giannis is a free agent, and he is going to be playing for the
Miami Heat.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
You know what? I think that they can build a little empire in Miami if they get him. But, you know, everybody's going to be throwing the kitchen sink to get him to land him. Like, I'm sure the Golden State Warriors, the Lakers, the Knicks, everybody's going to try and land him. But, you know, if I was him, I'd go to the Heat. He'd be a good fit down there. They were all the way in the final this year without somebody like him. If they had him, they could take on LeBron and co. all day long.
All day. Oh, I love that idea. I'm already thinking about it. All right. And also as well, we'll go on to the Cy Young races as they both stay in the state of Ohio here. Shane Bieber and one of your favorites, Trevor Bauer, who I guess now just got a couple of more, a little bit north of a contract now with that.
You know what? Trevor Bauer is, I think, one of the most interesting guys in baseball. He's got his own, you know, YouTube special that he puts out there. The guy's hilarious. Like, he's absolutely hilarious. I think he'd be kind of a good guy to be on your team, but you'd hate him on the other team. But you know what? I think he's going to get a pretty big contract here coming this winter.
Yeah, something tells me that that's one player who may not be impacted by the pandemic. And speaking of that, obviously, Minister, that's a huge thing on people's minds right now as the numbers continue to spike up. And I know, obviously, you as a dad, you got two daughters as well, and you're living in a bigger city. Is there, like, a little bit more concern would you find in, like, the Calgary or the Edmonton areas?
You know, it just depends on where you go. And you know, for so many people, if you're young, you're healthy, you know, you don't think too much about COVID. You know, I was in the mall this weekend. Things are busy. People are still wearing their masks and being respectful with spacing. But people are, you know, they kind of understand the pandemic in many different ways. But there's a couple areas where we need to do better. And a lot of people are still doing house parties and with sizes that are way too high. We're seeing spread happen in events like that. And that's putting pressure now on our system, our health system. So it's really just, you know, we need to make sure. This is like that dad moment where you're like, come on, kids, you got to stop it. And they really do. Young people that are, you know, partying in big groups, they have to stop it because it's leading to an immense amount of spread. They're getting friends and relatives sick, and then those folks go into care homes. Like, we have to make sure we're all really responsible and remembering the fact that this virus isn't done with us. There has been some good news on the vaccine front. Looks like we have some promising candidates that'll probably be out there early next year for that first round of vaccinations. It's a promising sign. But in the meantime, between now and then, we still got a lot of hard work. I know people are tired. I'm tired of COVID stuff. Everybody's tired of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not tired of us, and we have to continue to wash our hands, space, wear a mask, do all the right stuff.
And you know what? I guess to some people, I thought it would have been obvious, but to a lot of people, it's not. And I saw you retweeted it not too long ago. How important is that flu shot this year, especially?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you people got to get your vaccinations, and you just got to be responsible. Hey, if you're feeling a little bit off, you don't need to be a hero going to work. You can't. You shouldn't be. It's actually against the rules right now. I remember many times when I was a young lawyer, you kind of go into the office, try and power through, and, you know, you die, I'll be fine. But nowadays, you can't take that risk. You do the smart thing. If you're feeling the sniffles, if you're feeling a little off, you got to stay home. If your kid's feeling off, you got to keep them home. Like, it's just the way it is right now. We're almost through this. It's light at the end of the tunnel, but we got to grind it up for a few more months.
No doubt about that, Minister. Also, something as well is that there is, if you can really use positives to come out of it, and that is we're seeing a lot of interesting innovation that's come out, and you and the Jobs, Economy, and Innovation Ministry, you've had a chance to see some cool things too, and I was just looking at an article that I read here about a woman using oil and gas technology for lithium extraction, and it just seems like when you think about Alberta, oil and gas is important as it is, but there's innovation. It's right in your title. Like, you're seeing it right here.
Well, it's so cool. Like, and you start to see people that are taking a look at the oil sands and bitumen, and you know, what other products can we take out of the oil sands? And there's carbon fiber, there's lithium, there's all these high value products that are right here in our backyard. And what are we really good at in Alberta? We're good at extracting resources. We're good. We have the scientists, the engineers, the infrastructure to do it. So people are taking a look at our natural resources with a fresh lens, which is technologically driven to find new opportunities to get the most value out of each product. And it's pretty neat. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I know that it's a tough time out there for many people, but I see so many different entrepreneurs stepping up in Alberta and across our province that are finding new ways to create value. I just think, I know it's going to be tough for a little while, particularly as our large oil and gas companies have to restructure in some way or another to compete long term. But we have so many new emerging companies that are coming, stepping up to the table that are going to continue to make Alberta the place to be. And it's in everything. There's this one company called Kadoodle, which is like a kid's online streaming service. It's like YouTube meets Netflix, and it's built right here in Alberta, and they're growing exponentially, and they've got people that just can't wait to finance them, and it's really encouraging to see that innovation happening here in our province.
So what that almost sounds like, Minister, is that sounds almost like where you saw that video, Baby Shark, that's the most viewed video of all time. That means now that a Baby Shark series could come out, and your two daughters may have endless songs in their head, and it's going to be from an Alberta company.
Well, you know, they're actually talking about putting together their own production right here in Alberta. Like, you know, Netflix and Amazon, they're all doing their own TV products. Kadoodle is actually looking at doing kids' products here in Alberta because there's so much demand for what they're trying to do. And yeah, my guess is that people are just throwing money at them left, right, and center trying to get them to move or change. But they're Alberta-based. They love the province here. And we're going to do everything we can as a government to make sure we have the right policies to allow them to be successful.
Now, I also know you had a chance to very recently speak with the Calgary Chamber of Commerce. And talking about that, what were obviously not able to watch it? What were some of the key takeaways that you had with the chamber?
Well, the biggest thing there, and this is a speech to the Calgary Chambers, and I'm a Calgary MLA, and just taking a look at what we have, what's our value proposition in Alberta, and you know, we know that we've been in a tight spot for about 4 or 5 years. We know what the pressure's been like on our economy, but if you take a look at what the opportunities are ahead for us, I mean, we can be a leader in hydrogen, we can be a leader in green technology, we can continue to be a leader with our traditional economy of energy, forestry, agriculture, and build on that foundation. We have better infrastructure than anybody else in Western Canada. Like, I've had the opportunity recently to travel to Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, and Alberta has some of the best, if not the best, infrastructure in Western Canada, bar none. We can build on that. We can build on our amazing educational foundation that we have. This is a place to be. We're doing all the right stuff, from low taxes to make sure we can attract investment, red tape reduction to make sure that we're the most efficient place around, and then a big focus on labor and talent to make sure we continue to have a highly skilled workforce. And you're seeing more and more announcements on that labor and talent piece that are laser focused on that to make sure that we can continue to build and grow here in Alberta.
Yeah, no doubt. And also as well is that one of the question that actually a local business owner had for me, a service business, is that she had talked about, I think, like something like workers' compensation payments. And I think her question is that with so many different types of payments to make, how do you get ahead, is her question.
Well, you know what? Alberta is the low-tax jurisdiction in the country, and that's why we accelerated the job creation tax cut to make sure we have the lowest corporate taxes around in the whole country. You know, no sales tax. We are the place that has a low. We are simply the low-tax jurisdiction. So it's much more competitive than anywhere else, and we're going to continue to make sure that we're efficient in how the government spends every single tax dollar, so that when people want to think about where do they want to invest and grow, it's right here in Alberta.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. And also as well, I mean, before you became the minister of this new portfolio, nobody was really saying much about hydrogen. In your opinion, where did all the talk come from, or was it always there, but just only recently it just became a very recent, interesting topic of discussion?
Well, hydrogen has been around for decades. It just seems like there's a momentum in the last, you know, year or so around this, you know, new type of technologies that are going to allow us to unlock the potential. When you think about hydrogen, like, this is the thing that's really cool about hydrogen. Literally, think about a bucket of water, some electricity, and you can create power, and it's emissions from that power. The emissions from hydrogen is basically water. It goes back to water. So it really is like this really cool product that we can do. And Alberta is the best position to commercialize it. I mean, we commercialized the oil sands, SAGD, carbon capture. All that commercialization has happened right here. And there's lots of different ways that you can create hydrogen. You can do it through the natural gas. You can do it through electricity power. There's lots of different ways that you can create it. And Alberta's the place to do it. We are simply have the best minds around to unlock this this new global opportunity that's going to be a trillion with a T opportunity around the world.
With a T, okay, interesting. So now I guess we definitely have to go back to baseball on this one, and that's you know, Kevin Cash being named manager of the year. Now, if you take one decision he made, probably the worst time you could make it. Really, you know what? Talk about doing a lot with very little. Could you think of a more deserving candidate, at least from the AL?
Well, you know what? I mean, those are my two favorite teams in baseball quite often are the A's and the Rays, just because they do so much with, like, these little budgets compared to, like, the Red Sox and the Yankees that just have every resource available to them. And they always disrupt. They find a new way to make competitive teams. And, I mean, that Rays pitching staff is unreal, but they're not paying top dollar for it. And it's just amazing. And they continue to find ways to put together these teams. And it's a real credit to that organization.
Yep, they certainly have, although everybody's going to be talking about why did you pull Blake Snell, and that's, unfortunately, love it or hate it, that could be end up being his legacy. And also, I guess on this note, we'll finish off on this one. Trevor Bauer, when it's all said and done, he is going to sign with the...
Yeah, I think he's going to go to the Blue Jays. Well, why not? Go Jays.
I'd love to see that.
There.
That would be beautiful. That would be beautiful. Well, if they get the travel restrictions done, maybe we'll go to the winter meetings and find something out.
Hey, you and me in the winter meeting so we can figure that out.
Exactly. Awesome. Minister, always appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
This is Doug Schweitzer, Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, as well as our sports insider, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.